You're listening to media from University Lutheran Church and Student Center. We are a multi-generational, Jesus-centered community of scripture, faith, and grace located in Tallahassee, Florida, on the campus of Florida State University. To learn more and to get connected to other resources, please visit universitylutheranchurch.org. We hope that the next few moments are a time when God speaks into your life by the power of His Holy Spirit about His Son, Jesus Christ.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, the Holy Three in One, who has come in order to show us our transformation. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, so I'm going to try to shorten things up and have this be more of a homily than a sermon. Homilies are normally a little bit shorter, so I'm actively taking things out of my outline. So if it doesn't make sense, that's why. So this entire Easter, we have been talking about being reanimated. And a part of that talk about being reanimated, I've been trying my best to think of sermon illustrations that come from animation, that come from cartoons and things like that. And when I was looking at the text this week, I've thought about the different animations that I've brought up, and they've all been kind of, you know, different generations of growing up. And this one speaks especially to my Gen X heart. And so for all of you that are, you know, baby boomers and millennials and Gen Z, I'm sorry. But you're going to have to put up with me for a little bit. There was, in the late 1980s, there was this movie that came out that was sort of the pinnacle, as some people even say, the demise of a franchise. The franchise was The Transformers. And The Transformers had been a comic book. It had been a cartoon on TV. It had been all sorts of things. But now it was going to be a movie. And people lined up. They were ready to go see this movie with all of their favorite Transformers in it. What happened in that movie was something that I don't think most people that went to that movie for the first time expected to see. And that was that Optimus Prime, the sort of hero character of the franchise, the number one good guy, dies. His kind of half-robot body with a soul expires on the table after having been shot by the ultimate nemesis, Megatron. And it's kind of this bummer in the movie as you watch this happen, as you watch all of the hopes that you have of seeing good triumph over evil sort of go away. And in the midst of this, there's some other bad guys. There's another bad guy named Galvatron who kind of takes over from Megatron. And there's this super bad guy who is a planet. And this planet is seeking to just munch down every living life form that there is. And as you look at this, you think, oh man, our one hope, the one hope that we had was Optimus Prime leading his band of Autobots, and now he's dead. And the other character in this movie is kind of this brat, this guy named Hot Rod. That name probably tells you enough about his character. He's cocky, he's overconfident, but he's also somebody who seems to trip over himself all the time. In fact, the whole reason that Optimus Prime dies is because of Hot Rod. But what you find in the movie is that there's this key moment where Hot Rod is fighting the one bad guy, Galvatron, in the belly of the big planet bad guy. And as he's fighting him, he gets this thing that Optimus Prime prophesied before his death. He said, there will be someone who takes up the Matrix. Now, the Matrix is not the Keanu Reeves movie. But it's this sort of thing that is inside of Optimus Prime's chassis, inside of his heart, that gets taken out of him when he dies. And Optimus Prime says, somebody else is going to take up this mantle of leadership, going to take up this thing that reanimates and makes new. And in the midst of Hot Rod's battle with this bad guy in the belly of the beast, Hot Rod takes hold of the Matrix. And he hears this voice say, Rodimus Prime, arise. And all of a sudden you hear this cheesy 80s music come on, and you know that it is time. And Hot Rod, who is now Rodimus Prime, arises, and he kicks the bad guy's butt. And not only that, he blows up the planet, bad guy. And all is set right in the world. And this is the gospel. This is our story. This is who we are. Each and every one of us, we are Hot Rod. We are these people that make no sense to be in the kingdom of God. We are these people that know ourselves to be sinners. We are people that are struggling and suffering under the weight of our own sins. Just like Hot Rod, we know what it's like to sin in such a way that we are ashamed of the things that we have done, and we feel like those things should exclude us from the kingdom of God. But in our baptisms, God comes to us. In our baptisms, God drowns the old Hot Rod. And to us, he says, arise. In fact, that's what Martin Luther says that we should remember every morning when we get up. That every morning, that when we get up, Martin Luther says we should splash some water on our faces, and we should remember our baptisms, and that in remembering our baptisms, we should remember that the old self is put to death, and that the new Adam, the new self, is risen to life. That's who we are. We're the people that Jesus was praying about in John 17. We're the people that have been given to Christ so that he may share his glory with us. Because, well, he is our Optimus Prime. He is the one on whom all of the hopes of the world hold on to. And yet you can imagine what it felt like when the disciples, a little bit later on from John 17, saw their Optimus Prime die on the cross. They felt that loss, that confusion, that what's going to happen next feeling. But Christ knew that's what needed to happen so that we could receive the Matrix. We could receive this thing that was going to reanimate us. Now, our story is even better because our Optimus Prime rose again to new life. But we still get to be Rodimus Prime. We still get to be ourselves given this gift of the Holy Spirit so that we can go out into the world and we can do things that are courageous and heroic. That's a part of what we love about movies like the Transformer movie, is that it shows us something that we can live out in our lives. That we don't just want to be forgiven of our sins and leave it at that, and we don't want to just be lying on the floor after our sins have been forgiven. But rather, what we want is we want exactly what God brings to us. We want to be raised to new life and everything that life entails. The struggle that Peter is talking about in that epistle that he's writing to the people of the province of Asia. The struggle that's being talked about in that psalm. Even though those things seem like they're not things that we would always necessarily sign up for, we understand that in the midst of those things, there is meaning and there is beauty and there is goodness, and that's what we want. And the good news is that that is what we are given. That we are given this reanimating power of the Spirit. Now, we certainly trip over our own feet plenty. There's still plenty of hot rod in our Rodimus Prime. But one day God promises us an even greater glory. That no longer will we both be sinner and saint, but that the sins of this world, the sins that we commit and the sins that others commit, that when he comes again, those things are going to go away and all that's going to be left is this reanimated self that can stand in front of God and rejoice in what we have been made to be. And so as you go out into this world, you're going to find that in many places you are hot rod. But remember that those moments have been forgiven and that you have received a new spirit that is transforming you into a Rodimus Prime. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this media from University Lutheran Church and Student Center. To learn more and to get connected to other resources, please visit universitylutheranchurch.org. If you would like to financially support more media from University Lutheran, please visit our website and click the Give Now button, which will enable you to engage in the Christian discipline of giving tithes and offerings to God through His church. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord lift up His face upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace.